أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وكذلك يجتبيك ربك ويعلمك من تأويل الأحاديث ويتم نعمته عليك وعلى آل يعقوب كما أتمها على أبويك من قبل إبراهيم وإسحاق إن ربك عليم حكيم صدق الله العظيم. This is ayah number 6 of Surah Yusuf. One or two remaining discussions with regards to dreams. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said in the hadith that true dreams, ru'ya salihah, comprises of 1/46 of nubuwat. In other words, the fraction 1/46 of nubuwat. Other ahadith, 1/40, some other ahadith, 1/49, some other ahadith, 1/50 of nubuwat. From here, we need to understand that when we have such a close link between true dreams and that of nubuwat, to lie about a dream effectively means we lying about nubuwat. How this figure 1/46 or 1/46 of nubuwat has been interpreted by the muhaddithin, the ulama of hadith, is that the span of nubuwat of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam was a span of 23 years. The first 6 months of the 23 years, wahi had begun with ru'ya saliha, true dreams. Our mother Sayyida Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha used to say that when wahi had begun, Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam would be shown something in his dream, and exactly what he had seen, like the morning sun, it would occur, he would see it in reality. So if we take 23 years and we take each 6 months in it, then we'll get 46 6 months in 23 years. So nubuwat, wahi, true dreams, makes up 1/46 of the nubuwat, the wahi that Allah Ta'ala had sent down to our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So it is important that a person does not lie with regards to a dream, does not lie narrating a dream, and a person be absolutely honest with regards to it. In one hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, nothing of nubuwat remained, nubuwat will come to an end with the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. However, mubasharat will remain. Mubasharat is glad tidings that sometimes Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala shows in the dream of an individual. Now here, coming back to the ayat, like how Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala had showed Sayyiduna Yusuf alayhi salatu wa salam this very beautiful dream that has a very beautiful meaning, Allah ta'ala says, وَكَذَلِكْ. Similarly, that is how يَجْتَبِيكَ رَبُّكْ. Yaqub alayhi salam is addressing his son, do not divulge the information or narrate this dream to anyone. That in a similar way, Yaqub alayhi salam is saying to his son Yusuf alayhi salam, your Rabb Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will choose you. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will select you. وَيُعَلِّمُكْ. And Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will teach you. This has been the system of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. The ta'lim, the tarbiyat of anbiya alayhimu salatu wa salam was directly from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But here, وَيُعَلِّمُكَ مِن تَأْوِيلِ الْأَحَادِيثِ. And Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, the literal meaning, Allah ta'ala will teach you the interpretation of events, the interpretation of incidents. Here, Allama Shabbir Ahmad Usmani, rahimahumullah, he speaks about some different aspects of ta'wilul ahadith that Allah Ta'ala mentions here in the ayat. And one is And foremost, Allah Ta'ala will teach you this very unique science of interpretation of dreams that will come directly from Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala to you. The second is, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala will teach you the correct application of the various wahi and revelations that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala will send down to you. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala will teach you the reasoning of the nations and the people that had come before you. Allah will give you that in-depth understanding. Allah Ta'ala will also give you the in-depth understanding of the scriptures. Before Yaqub alayhi salam, before Yusuf alayhi salatu wassalam, scriptures had come down to Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam, for example, Adam bi alayhi musallatu wassalam. So Allah Ta'ala will teach you the application and the understanding of all of that. وَيُتِمُّ نِعْمَتَهُ عَلَيْكَ. And after Allah Ta'ala gives you all that understanding, Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala will complete His ni'mat, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala's ni'mat, His favor upon you. And this is the favor of nubuwat, that Allah Ta'ala will bestow you. وَعَلَىٰ آلِ يَعْقُوبَ. And upon the progeny of Yaqub. Now Yaqub alayhi salam is speaking, and he's giving Yusuf alayhi salam this glad tidings that nubuwat will come to you, and nubuwat will not stop, but it will continue in Bani Israel, of course, the last of whom was Sayyidina Isa wa ala nabiyyina wa alayhi salatu wassalam. Kama atammaha ala abawayk. Like how Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala had completed this boon, this favor upon your two forefathers, min qablu, before this, Ibrahima wa Ishaq, and that is Sayyidina Ibrahim and Ishaq alayhi musallatu wassalam. Yaqub alayhi salam does not mention himself at all over here, and that shows that humility that Anbiya alayhi musallatu wassalam had possessed. Inna rabbaka alimun hakim. Certainly your Rabb, Allah Ta'ala, is alim. Allah is all knowing. Allah knows whom to bestow nubuwat. Allah is hakim. Allah is all wise. This is in the wisdom of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. The whole concept of nubuwat is within the wisdom of Allah Rabbul Izzat. And in this manner, Yaqub alayhi salatu wassalam concludes his discussion with his son Sayyidina Yusuf alayhi salam, when Yusuf alayhi salam said, and he divulged that he had seen this dream to his father. May Allah Ta'ala give us a tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.